President Bush is taking a two-day tour of the Pacific Northwest. He talked about forests yesterday. He gives a speech about salmon conservation today. And in between those public events, he's also raising money. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
The president's first stop in Oregon was Portland, where he hosted a $2,000 a plate fundraising lunch. Several thousand protesters greeted him.
Bush, go home! Bush, go home!
Later, he traveled to friendlier territory in central Oregon, the small town of Redmond.
You know, and you're a pretty good country when you see a lot of cowboy hats in the crowd.
The president flew over two nearby forest fires in a helicopter. He'd planned to tour the fires on the ground and speak in the town of Camp Sherman, but authorities evacuated more than 500 people who lived there because the wildfire was approaching. The president's speech was moved to a fairground in Redmond, where Bush struggled to convey the extent of the devastation he saw.
It's hard to describe to our fellow citizen what it means to see a fire like we saw it. It's the Holocaust. It's devastating.
Bush said his Healthy Forest Initiative is designed to limit wildfires by clearing out forests overgrown after years of mismanagement and fire suppression. He says a bill sponsored by Colorado Representative Scott McGinnis would help. It would speed up environmental reviews and limit legal appeals to address some projects stalled by challenges from conservation groups.
Congress must move forward with this bill. Say good, common sense piece of legislation that will make our forests more healthy.
Environmentalists have gotten very skillful at using appeals to stop logging. Chuck Burley is with the American Forest Resource Council, the group that represents the timber industry.
Personally, I just assume we do away with the appeals process completely, and if you don't like it, you go to court.
He says that would give environmentalists a way to challenge timber sales while taking away one of their tools. But Tim Lillibo with the Oregon Natural Resources Council says those tools are needed to protect old-growth trees from a greedy forest products industry.
Well, the president seems to be refusing to put protections in for those large fire-resistant trees. And it seems to me that it's because it wants to provide trees for the timber corporations.
Environmentalists want the government to pay for thinning projects instead of awarding logging contracts to timber companies. Democrats in the Senate, like Oregon's Ron Wyden, say without more money, the president's Healthy Forest Initiative isn't going anywhere. Speaking at the Bush rally, Wyden's chief of staff, Josh Carden, says it's time the president got involved in legislative negotiations, just as he did on bills dealing with education and Medicare.
If he's willing to do the same on forest legislation, I'm certain we'll get a bill to his desk. If he's not, if he just wants a campaign issue, then we're going to have another year of gridlock and years of these types of conflagrations to come.
As the president waved goodbye to supporters, Carden said he hopes Mr. Bush and Republican leaders in Congress will decide to negotiate. But he did not seem encouraged that this visit to Oregon was a sign that's about to happen. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady in Redmond, Oregon.